3 degrees for a range of high temperatures. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy for your Thursday. Mostly sunny skies expected on Friday and slightly warmer between 63 and 68 degrees during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're down a couple. You're waking up to 53 degrees in our nation's capital at 4:59. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up on WTOP this early 5 a.m. hour for you.
Cracking down on drivers who speed by stopped school buses. I'm Scott Gelman.
Housing, public safety, education, dozens of bills are being signed into law in Maryland. I'm Kate Ryan.
Supreme Court plans to hear arguments today on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution.
A D.C. area native is behind this first in motorsports.
It's been very humbling.
I'm Mike Marilla.
Wall Street, Asian markets all mixed this morning. It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Pro-Palestinian campus protests proliferate. Los Angeles police in riot gear arrested 93 people on trespassing charges at USC last night as they cleared an encampment in Alumni Park, where next month's commencement is scheduled to take place. CBS LA's Tom Waite.
Bottles thrown, officers pushing the crowd back with batons.
Arrests started soon after. Protesters who refused to leave the campus zip-tied one by one, calmly, methodically. A circle of officers standing guard.
At least 34 protesters were taken into custody at the University of Texas at Austin. In New York, video shows protesters chasing the city's assistant chief of police into a building at NYU after an officer handcuffed a demonstrator there. House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and called on the school's president to resign if she can't bring order to what he calls chaos.
As Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism is spread across other campuses.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning over whether former President Trump can be criminally prosecuted or not in a federal case charging him with plotting to overturn the 2020 election. Notre Dame law professor Derek Mueller.
It would be unprecedented to say that some person in the United States is above the law. That is, that the president would somehow be immune from criminal prosecution.
Testimony resumes at Mr. Trump's criminal trial in New York today. A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 people for allegedly trying to use fake electors to overturn the former president's loss to Joe Biden in 2020. State Attorney General Chris Mayne.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
The indictments include Mr. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and John Eastman. The pandemic baby boom's gone bust, with U.S. births falling to their lowest rate since 1979. CBS's Alexander Tin.
That's roughly in line with trends we saw in the declining birth rate before the COVID-19 pandemic. New births last year declined for most groups except for Hispanic women, who saw a 1% increase from 2022 to 2023.
Pope Francis speaks out about warming Earth in an interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell at the Vatican.
What do you say to the deniers of climate change?
Hay gente que es necia.
There are people who are foolish, and foolish even if you show them research. They don't believe it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Thursday, April 25th. We're at 51 degrees, cooler, limited sunshine, highs in the low 60s. And it looks like we've got a little bit of rain out there this morning as well. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. More cameras are about to start watching you as you drive in part of our area. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports they're aimed at catching drivers who pass stopped school buses in D.C.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on NPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of D.C.'s Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
Two people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Easing the path to building more homes that average people can afford. That's the goal of some of the bills Maryland's governor will soon be signing into law. WTOP's Kate Ryan has more.
Maryland's housing crunch pushes up prices. That's the message that Governor Westmore himself delivered to lawmakers during the General Assembly session.
It is hurting the teacher in Wheaton who cannot afford a home in the neighborhood that they grew up in. It's impacting the police officer in Glen Burnie with three kids who can't make the family budget work this month.
Moore was front and center during the lawmaking session, pushing hard to pass a package of bills designed to make housing more affordable. One bill gives more muscle to state financing measures for housing construction. Another cuts through barriers to development. This is the second round of bills being signed by Governor Moore. Last month, he signed 120 bills into law. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A race car driver from our area has become the first African American to race in the prestigious Porsche Carrera Cup North America in Florida. Now he's talking to WTOP's Mike Murillo about the challenges he's faced to get there.
For Upper Marlboro native Jordan Wallace.
Never really registered that I would be the first African-American to compete in the series.
But he says doing that behind the wheel of the Vision Sports number 23 Porsche.
It's been very humbling.
It hasn't been easy for Wallace to get to this point.
Took me over 8 years of being a mechanic, an instructor, a track worker.
To pay for his dream. Also in 2018, he found himself on the witness stand for a high-profile murder trial when his former boss, Savas Savopoulos, and his wife, Amy, their son, Philip, and their housekeeper, Vera Figueroa, were found killed in a Northwest D.C. home. During the trial, defense attorneys for the man responsible tried to create a cloud of suspicion over Wallace. After that trial,
I had to move away just to find work.
He says not a day goes by that he doesn't think of the Savopoulos family.
I feel like they're always watching over me.
What's next for his career? He hopes it's taking the podium sooner rather than later at the Miami Grand Prix in May. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Jordan will greet fans in Chantilly on Sunday. Find out more at WTOP.com.
The new era for the Washington Commanders will continue to take shape tonight at the highly anticipated NFL draft. The Burgundy and Gold have 9 picks over the 3-day event if they keep them all and don't trade away any. The most important is, of course, the number 2 overall pick. So who might that be? LSU quarterback and Heisman winner Jaden Daniels remains the heavy favorite to be picked by Washington. But there's a possibility the Commanders will take North Carolina quarterback Drake May also. It's worth noting new Commanders GM Adam Peters is known to make trades if the opportunity presents itself. No matter who the team picks, we will have you covered with sports updates at 25 and 55.
And coming up on WTOP, we get another check of how the economy is doing later today. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
It's 5:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's see how we're doing early on with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, in general, it's not a bad trip throughout the area. We're mostly delay-free. The good news is the work that
that was on 66 eastbound near 234 business cleared just in around the 5 o'clock part. So you're going to find the lanes open and the delay is eased. So no longer slow from the Prince William Parkway trying to make your way through Manassas, and everything looks good to the Beltway. 95, good between Stafford and Springfield. 395, no reported issues. Where our early problem is on the Beltway in Maryland. This is the outer loop after 95, before New Hampshire Avenue. That was a report of a wreck. You're already seeing delays off of southbound 95 onto the outer loop of the Beltway, so watch for response showing up to the scene. Inner loop looks good from 355 toward 95 and continues good all the way toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It is northbound Route 5 Branch Avenue before Coventry Way. Callers report the crash taking both the left shoulder and the right side. One of the vehicles went into the Jersey Wall off to the right there, and a lot of debris in the roadway, so watch for any lanes to be blocked. At the time we got the phone call about it, there the travel lanes were completely open, but response may have shown up to the scene. Now back in Virginia, westbound 610 Garrisonville Road near Dunn Drive, you're under redirection due to the utility work. They were doing some water main repairs overnight, and it is still in place. So westbound between Worth Avenue Connector and Dunn Drive, you're going to lose two lanes for these water main repairs. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
A cooler start to your morning and a cooler afternoon for sure. Highs may not even make it to 60 degrees. Average is 71. We'll have a fair amount of cloud cover around, just not the prettiest of days for sure, but it does look overall dry. 40s tonight with some clearing skies. Low to mid-60s for Friday, so looking good to round out the work week. Saturday, more clouds around. Temperatures in the lower 60s and maybe a spotty shower or two. Not a lot of moisture, but just cool and gray. But the payoff happens on Sunday. Highs in the mid-80s with partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are seeing some pockets of rain in southern Prince George's County, northern Calvert County right now. It's 52 degrees in College Park, 51 in Fairfax, 55 on the National Mall, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
5:10, time for Money News. We bring it to you at 10 and 40 past the hour. The latest check of how the economy is doing comes later today in the form of a Commerce Department report. It's expected to show that the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, grew at a slow but still decent 2.2% annual pace from January through March. That will be a slowdown from the vigorous 3.4% annual pace of October through December. The change reflects in large part the much higher borrowing rates for home and auto loans, credit cards, and many business loans that have resulted from the 11 interest rate hikes the Federal Reserve has imposed to tame inflation.
How old were you when you started thinking about retirement? WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says many teenagers already are.
A survey by Junior Achievement found 83% of 13 to 18-year-olds have already at least thought some about retirement savings. Although fewer than half say they thought stocks and bonds were the best way, a Roth IRA has no age limit, so teens can start saving that way.
Parents can also contribute to their minor child's IRA as long as the total doesn't exceed their annual earned income.
Coming up here on WTOP, celebrating Make-A-Wish Kids' biggest cheerleaders. It's 5:12.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hello, I'm Jamie Bell, president of Lido Pizza, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. We began advertising with WTOP News over 20 years ago. Over the years, thousands of people have visited Lido Pizza after hearing our messages. I value the success of this partnership, and WTOP is a terrific advertising option if you need lots of customers. It's one of the reasons we've grown to over 120 locations spanning from New York to Florida. At Lido Pizza, we take pride in never cutting corners. Lido Pizza has been a local favorite since 1955. At WTOP, they take pride in creating customized marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver measurable results. So if you're looking for catering, fundraising opportunities, or just an easy, delicious meal, please visit Alito Pizza near you or order online at LitoPizza.com. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, I encourage you to contact WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Maryland's primary election is May 14th. With three ways to participate, it's never too early to plan your vote. Between May 2nd and May 9th, you can cast your vote at an early voting center. You can also vote by mail. Request a ballot and make sure it's postmarked or placed in a drop box by May 14th. Or you can vote in person on Election Day. Find your local polling place, request a ballot, and more by visiting vote.md.gov/vote2024.
Coming up, more grocery stores around here make changes to deter thieves. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15.
As WTOP's Make-A-Wish Month comes to a close, we're highlighting the unsung heroes who fight right alongside Wish Kids. In today's episode of Matt About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax celebrates local Wish parents.
For the parents of Wish Kids like John Ricketts, getting that diagnosis or finding out your child needs a certain procedure can be a life-altering moment.
There's a lot of education. It's something that we didn't know a whole lot about, and we had to learn. We had to learn from doctors, a lot of our own research.
Wish mom Sally Jordan adds,
"We just take each day, you know, as it comes, and we have faith in the Lord, you know, that he's getting us through."
Parents like Tabitha Lawson, whose daughter Leanna was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia and met the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as a part of her wish, tell me experiences provided by organizations like Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic can help families forget for a while and bring smiles to their kids' faces.
All these women on the field around her, and all she was thinking about for that day was soccer, not cancer. And that's what you need.
In fighting critical illnesses, each family makes sacrifices. Some, like Wish Dad Paggio Gordon, give part of themselves. His son Paige told me he's thankful his own father donated bone marrow to help him fight sickle cell disease.
I ultimately still had that hope and that faith and that trust that things would get better. And it did.
At the end of the day, love is the prevailing force, that common denominator that enables these parents to do just about anything for their kids. Others who have had wishes fulfilled say they and their kids are so grateful and hope they can repay it tenfold in the future.
I could definitely see her at some point later in life being a Make-A-Wish volunteer and returning what Make-A-Wish has done for her.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
There are just a few days left to donate to this month's Operation Dream Maker campaign. Go to WTOP.com/wishes to learn how.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
A lawsuit accuses a local high school of violating the rights of Arab students.
Nearly 20 allies of former President Trump are now charged in Arizona with trying to overturn his 2020 election loss.
Will the new law that could lead to a TikTok ban in the U.S. hold up in court?
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
Now 5:18. And we've got traffic and weather on the 8s early this morning with Rita Kessler in the Traffic Center.
Let's start out with an early problem on the Beltway, the Outer Loop top side of the Beltway between 95 and New Hampshire Avenue. Response showed up to the scene of that wreck I was telling you about before. So the right side of the roadway is now blocked. Looks like it is two right lanes. So stay to the left to get by. But this is also causing a delay for those of you coming off of southbound 95 trying to get onto the Outer Loop of the Beltway. After you get past it, everything looks good headed toward Georgia Avenue at this point. Inner loop good toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and no problems on the Beltway in Virginia between Springfield and the American Legion Bridge. In Virginia, 95 still good between Stafford and Springfield. Eastbound and westbound 66, no reported issues. The earlier work in Manassas gone, the delays gone. We do have the work in Stafford on westbound 610 Garrisonville Road between Worth Avenue Connector and Dunn Drive. You lose two lanes due to the ongoing water main repairs. Eastbound, your lane should be open. In Maryland on Branch Avenue, northbound 5 before Coventry Way. Callers report the crash off the road to the left and off the road to the right with debris in the roadway. But once response showed up to the scene, not sure if they're actually taking a lane, then it looks good as you make your way to the Beltway. 301, once you split in Brandywine, that's in good shape headed toward Upper Marlboro and toward Route 50. While in the district, everything looking good. I-295, DC-295, no issues. Suitland Parkway looks good. Pennsylvania Avenue looks good. Inbound New York Avenue, no reported issues coming from South Dakota Avenue all the way to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. It's a limited time event. For location and hours, visit marlowefurniture.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff is with us. And Brian, I saw the forecast and I put on a sweater. I got a long one on.
No, you need extra layers, at least for the next couple of days, Michelle, for sure. Temperature's much cooler. We were well into the 70s yesterday. It felt amazing, right? But today, we may not even make it to 60 degrees. I do want to mention a couple of light showers this morning. Waldorf, Baden, down towards Huntingtown and Chesapeake Beach. Once again, yesterday in the morning, Southern Maryland got a little shower action. This morning, Southern Maryland gets the shower action. The rest of us do have to water the plants. Most of the day will be dry and just overcast. As I said, upper 50s to near 60 degrees, kind of a blah feel today compared to where we've been as of late. Now, tonight we'll see temperatures in the 40s and skies will start to clear out a bit. So that'll allow some improving conditions sky-wise. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. We're shooting for highs tomorrow in the low to mid-60s. It's a step in the right direction, but our average is 71, so we're still a little short-changed there from Mother Nature. And then as we head into Saturday, not the prettiest of weekend days. I'm going to be honest with you. Low 60s Saturday, a spotty sprinkle or two possible. Still plenty of dry time, but it just won't be very pretty and it'll be cool. But if you can make it through Saturday, Sunday, mid-80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. And if that's not enough, Monday, some models say that we could very well touch 90 degrees for the very first time this year. Yes. So you probably don't want your sweater on Monday based on what I'm seeing right here. A little wonky, yes, I know, but hopefully we'll help you get through the ride here of these ups and downs with the wonky weather in Washington. It's 51 right now in Upper Marlboro, currently 49 in Gaithersburg, 55 right now for our friends in Culpeper.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
521.
Kick off the boating season on the beautiful Potomac River on May 3rd through 5th, as the DC Boat Show returns for its second year at National Harbor. See a variety of more than 200 sail and power boats, new to quality pre-owned. Enjoy live music, food and drinks for purchase, and an array of vendors with the latest boating gear. A limited number of VIP tickets are available. Visit dcboatshows.com for tickets and information.
I'm Bev. My husband Bill is living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that can scar your lungs and make it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. If you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. Bill and I have been married for over 60 years, and we're looking forward to more. If you or someone you love may have ILD, find support, hope, and help at lungsandyou.com.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's
one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
This is WTOP News.
5:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Three people are dead, including a teenager, after three separate overnight shootings across D.C. Police were called to the Woodland neighborhood in Southeast around 10:45 last night, where a teen had been shot. He later died at a hospital. Just after midnight, police responded to a shooting in Northwest near the Georgia Avenue Petworth Metro Station on Spring Road. That's where police found three people shot. A man died at the scene. A woman and a teenager were taken to the hospital in stable condition. Finally, around 12:30 this morning, police responded to the Deanwood neighborhood and Sheriff Road Northeast for a shooting that left one man dead.
No relief for a rapper in Texas.
I get those goosebumps every time.
A judge has declined to dismiss hundreds of lawsuits against Travis Scott and his role at Astroworld in 2021. 10 people were killed in a crowd surge at the music festival in Houston. Hundreds more were hurt. Defense attorneys say the rapper's actions before and during the event showed a conscious disregard for safety. But Scott's attorneys argue he was only responsible for creative aspects. Live Nation was supposed to take care of security. The first trial starts May 6th. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
An increase in shoplifting has more stores around here making changes. Harris Teeter stores in D.C. now require you to show your receipt before you leave. Also, you're no longer allowed to bring in suitcases, roller bags, duffel bags, or backpacks to the store. In a statement to our partners at 7 News, Harris Teeter says the changes help them maintain a safe shopping experience and continue providing the best service and goods at competitive prices. In February, a Safeway in Northwest added security gates to deter thieves. And that same month, a CVS in Columbia Heights closed down after thieves left shelves nearly empty.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, Dave Preston, what were we talking about this morning?
Well, the Nationals faced the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, and things got late rather early for Jake Irvin.
Again, Irvin from the stretch, runner second and third. The pitch swung on, bouncer toward the middle, and on through the drawn infield, a base hit. Lux has scored, rounding third, coming home is Baez.
Charlie Slows on 1500 AM. The Nats lose 11-2. Jake Irvin allowing six runs over 4 2/3 innings. What went wrong?
Trying to be too fine. Like I said, instead of being competitive, it's focused more on probably trying to be just perfect.
Nats bats are held to just three hits in defeat. Series finale this afternoon. Orioles edge the Los Angeles Angels 6-5, taking 2 of 3 from the Halos. NBA playoffs, one wicked rough night in Beantown. Boston slipping to Miami 111-103. The Heat hitting 53% from three-point range, Oklahoma City over New Orleans to take a 2-game-to-none series lead in that set. NHL playoffs, a wicked awesome night for the Bruins as Boston defeats Toronto 4-2. Vegas and Los Angeles also post victories. NFL draft, Commanders pick second this evening. We finally get to stop talking about who they're going to take second tonight when they take second.
Yeah.
So I think
who are they going to take second?
I think it's going to be LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels.